Allison Keys. This is Tell Me More from NPR News. Michelle Martin is away, so I am very lucky because we're in Studio 4A for this part of the program today. It's a special pre-holiday gathering of international musicians. Many of them are, or were, street musicians. You know, the kind that play for spare change. They're together today because of a producer who made good on a unique and outrageous idea to travel the world recording street musicians all playing one certain song in the same tempo and key. He combined those performances into a lush, beautifully layered 5-minute version of the classic Stand By Me that so far has been viewed almost 26 million times on YouTube. 10 musicians have just wrapped a tour of the U.S. of their band called What Else? Playing for Change, but the name also is about a foundation they've created to help disadvantaged young people. We'll ask them about that in a minute, but first, with them all standing here, I think we're going to have to hear from Playing for Change. How about Stand By Me?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my darling. Stand by me. No matter who you are, no matter where you go in life, you're gonna need somebody to stand by you. No matter how much money you got, how powerful you can be, you're gonna need somebody stand by you, Grandpa.
When the night has come in the land of, and that moon is the only light we see, no, I won't be afraid. No, I won't shed one tear just as long. People come and stand by me. Whenever you're in trouble, come and stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh,
stand by me.
Stand
by me. Stand by me.
Ooh, and that sky that we look upon, well, to tumble and fall, all the mountains should crumble into the sea. My baby, I won't cry.
Won't cry.
I won't cry. No, as long as you stand by me.
Whenever you're in trouble, come and
stand by me.
Baby, won't you
stand by me? Stand by me.
That again is the band Playing for Change. It's mostly made up of street musicians, including vocalist Titi Sera from South Africa, Clarence Becker from the Netherlands, and New Orleans singer and harmonica virtuoso, Grandpa Elliott. Most have played for money on the city streets in Africa, Europe, and North America, but today they're playing for a different kind of change, the kind that makes the world a better place through music. We want to talk to the man who made it all happen, Grammy Award-winning producer and sound engineer Mark Johnson. How'd you get the idea for this in the first place?
You know, the original idea to make songs around the world came when I was walking down the street in Santa Monica, California, where I live, and I heard the voice of Roger Ridley singing the song Stand By Me. He was a street musician and had such a powerful voice with so much soul. So I was a few blocks away from him, but his voice carries. So I ran over to him, and that's when I said, you know, hey, if I come back with some recording equipment and cameras, I'd love to film you, record you playing Stand By Me, take it around the world, put headphones on other musicians, and kind of show people an example of what we could do in this world if we all work together. And when I came back, he was in a set break, and I remember saying, you know, Roger, with a voice like yours, what are you doing singing on the street? And he said, well, man, I'm in the joy business. I just love to bring joy to people. So when you start out with a song like Stand By Me, a voice like Roger, and the intention to connect people, you know, only good things happen. And that's how I've been able to meet so many great musicians around the world.
For the people that haven't seen it, the video is really cool because what you see is Mark with a microphone, there's a cameraman, and you're going from place to place in the mountains down by the ocean, and everyone is singing the song. And if you're not a musician, you might not know how difficult it is to make all of that match and sync. Titi, I want to ask you, you and I are basically the only women sitting in this part of the room. And I've seen from some of the videos that there were other women involved. But if you were the only woman on this last tour, was that a good thing or a rather interesting thing?
Well, I don't see myself as the only woman because there are other women in the, you know, on crew.
Yeah.
So I don't see it as the only woman, but on stage, yeah. But, well, I don't feel it because I'm working with such lovely artists on that stage. I'm just learning and I'm just taking in.
Titi, what's it like to be with this group for you?
Oh, it's a lot of things. Some I cannot explain. It's what I know inside. And it's a learning experience for me.
Do you feel like it's helped you grow as a musician?
Yes, you know, as a singer, well, I take it every day you grow. There's never a moment where you can say I am the perfect singer. There is no perfect singer. You know, every day you learn, every single second that you can take something from someone and learn something. That's what I treasure. So that's what I'm getting here. I'm being fed a lot.
Yeah, man.
So I'm actually, yeah.
Mark, I have to ask you, you have a foundation that the band is helping you with. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Right. So as we were traveling around the world, recording musicians, you know, they would invite us in their homes, play us their music, tell us their stories, and feed us. And, you know, so we realized, well, we got to give back. And that's why we set up the Playing for Change Foundation. And so far, we've established 7 music schools around the world. In different villages and different cities all around the world with the intention of doing something similar to the Stand By Me video. The first school we built in Guguletu, South Africa, which was the exact spot where the guy was playing the upright bass in the Stand By Me video. And that's actually where we met our amazing singer, Titi Sira. And then our second school is in Tamale, Ghana, the home of Muhammad Aladu, our percussionist. Our newest school is in Karina, Mali, which is a 2,000-year-old village made up entirely of musicians. And then we have music schools as well in Rwanda and in Nepal, in 3 different parts of Nepal.
Grandpa, I want to ask you, coming from New Orleans, where there's been so much need for people to be helped there, how do you feel about being involved with the group that's doing something to help people elsewhere?
You know, first of all, I've been in the French Quarters for 60 years entertaining the tourists. And my dream was to go on the road like what I'm doing now. But I couldn't then because the guys was in diapers. It was crawling. And it was babies. So I had to wait until they grew up. So, Maul Johnson, when he made a certain age, and the rest of the guys, they age what they are now, that's when he approached me in New Orleans. And he talked to me, and it was many, many people that spoke to me that tried to get me to go on the road with them. But I look in this young man's eyes, I say, this guy, he's talking. He's drawing me, and then look where I am. I said.
Since we've got you talking already, perhaps we can talk you into singing for us. How about some Fannie Mae?
Something out the hat. You're surprising me. I don't know. How you know I play Fannie Mae?
I heard it through the grapevine.
Oh, okay. Wait, let's see what I can do. I'm gonna raise the hair on your back.
Oh my goodness.
Well, I want somebody to tell me what's wrong with me. Can I get somebody to tell me what's wrong with me? No, I ain't in no trouble, just a lot of misery. Fannie Mae, baby, won't you please come home? Fannie Mae, baby, won't you please come home? No, I ain't been loving, you've been gone. I can hear your name down that line. I can hear your name ringing all down that line. I wanna know, do you love me? If you're wasting my time. Woo!
It's hard to talk with my hair standing all on end, but I have to go. We're running out of time, but I want to ask one more question of you, Clarence.
Oh, please do.
Yeah, you didn't think you were going to get away with
it. I thought I might not, but all right.
I just want to ask, what has this meant for your career and the other musicians here? So, I mean, some of you, as we said in the beginning, were playing on the streets when this started. Where are you now?
Where am I now? I signed a contract with Concord Records. And I'll be in the studio in the end of December, working with Reggie McBride as a producer and Pete and Mark Johnson, working on a new album, which is going to be released, I think, somewhere early next year.
Playing for Change plays for a foundation aimed at connecting the world through music, music schools, and programs around the world. Mark Johnson is the man who started it all. I want to thank him and the truly diverse group of musicians who are Playing for Change. They've got a CD and DVD you should keep watch for called Simply Live. Just as they wind up this 25-stop tour here in Washington, D.C., in the area, I should say, they're now putting together an international tour for 2011. Maybe we can get you guys to do one more song for us, but a kind of an anthem this time. I think a change is going to come.
Ever since, it's been a long time coming. I know a change is gonna come.
what's up there, way beyond the clouds. It's been a long time coming. Lord, I know a change is gonna come. Oh, yes, it is. Then I go to my brother, and I say, brother, please, can you help me?
Oh, no.
But he wound up knocking me down on my knees.
And you can hear an extended version of our performance chat with Playing for Change, including their songs Back to Your Roots and Don't Worry, on our website. Just go to npr.org, click on Programs, then click Tell Me More. You can also find a link to the band's original Stand By Me video. I'm Allison Keyes, in for Michelle Martin. You've been listening to Tell Me More from NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium. We'll talk more tomorrow.
I go again to my brother.